Majore no ge thadin nyam be sin de tham je ju thong da to ja na no ba no da ba de be sin de ju kong bo no ba che ne ja to ba ja de ye che tham be ju sen nyam be kono ko ju de ma ma de pa sen da ne sen ma la shu
for the sake of all sentient beings, another sentient being is equal to the limits of space and must attain a state of full Buddhahood by every means. For this purpose, one should now listen to the teachings of the Holy Dharma and the graduated paths of enlightenment. So please suggest the motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner.
Tabe de Ningbo members of Kovatamo, Nibuchitan in the Sorosa, Nibuchitan in the Strategy. Tatelano, Imatachi was some of the land, the Sonoran in the East Sota, and she was some of the Ramji, Chibichim, the answer, Tati Katuchi.
So within the text, we've come to the portion about. And the stages of how the students train their minds after relying on the teacher. Within that, you come to portion on the precious human rebirth, an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity that is completed, and now the second, how to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. And within that, we've come to the portion talking about the three types of persons.
Tishan, Nedge song, Gawalas of the Majin Jumendi, Chivichin Bukunju in the Ten Dava Chat, Ponda the Chavon and the Tibachin in Yukon in the Hall. Inberta? I know the Tanga, Lute, and then the Gazeta, Tomedu Kojaina, and then Lute choosing to be around. That the wind then, Telichin and the Nimbo Mepa. 대담하세요.
Then at the middle of page 133, here Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Bhava Viveka's Heart in the Middle Way, which states that these bodies are insubstantial like banana trees and bubbles, and so on and so forth. So essentially what this passage is talking about is that this physical basis that we have achieved, if we just render it meaningless by not practicing the Dharma, then it's just simply wasted. You know, no advantage or essence or a purpose is derived from this human basis. Then it becomes like banana trees and bubbles, completely insubstantial. So here the analogy of banana trees is given such that where this particular type of tree is being a skin of its bark, then you find there's nothing inside the tree. Its heart is hollow, so as if it were essenceless. So therefore, if we were to not use this body to create virtue, then it will be rendering it meaningless or without essence. So not only that, you know, this physical body is the source or the basis for all sicknesses, old age, and death. You know, so therefore, all of that arise from this body. However, if we're able to practice the Mahayana path, then we'll be able to cause this human rebirth to have great meaning, to derive great advantage or great essence from this great purpose, from this rebirth, from this physical basis. So therefore, like this, you know, Bhava Viveka, he exhorts the practitioners to make this body, physical body, meaningful by using it to practice the Dharma day and night.
Yes.
Then further here, Lama Tsongkhapa poses a question in which it asks that if we were exhorted in such a way to cultivate the Mahayana path, then right from the beginning, you know, to render this human rebirth meaningful, you know, by cultivating Mahayana path, and therefore, right from the beginning, one should enter right away into Mahayana path. And what is the necessity? What is the use of training in the middling and the lower and the middling paths? You know, these small and medium capacities. So these paths. So therefore, the reply that Lama Tsongkhapa gave is that the reason that why one trains in these, despite of the need to use the Mahayana path to derive great meaning, is because these two paths, you know, the being of the small capacity and the middling capacity, are like the preliminaries for training in the Mahayana path. So the Lama Tsongkhapa says he will further explain this in the following sections.
Yes.
Then
근데 얘는 간다. 전혀도 삼재반이나 아니 내가 광고도 공모도 왜 있나요? 대라든지 좋다 그래. 아니 다도 전혀 공모도 왜 있나? 대라 된 거야. 대라 맞지 못 좋다 야매가. 대라 때는 이제 소년도 좋았죠. 근데 인도 이는 그냥 친구야 어제. 선생님, 드디어 선생님 조심 해가지고 하지. 다 내용은 드디어 선생님도 제발나 오늘 아니 잠들었다. 아니 선지 다 근데 그거는 비과시해야다. 아니 선생님 소사야 근데 보기하고. 근데 제주 나 집이 좀 된게 남자선 집이 좀 남자야 나도 언제 좀 준비하고.
So in this way, then following this in the text at the bottom on page 133, Noma Tsongkhapa talks about why one guides students through such stages is explained in terms of the actual reason and the purpose. So here, regarding the approach and the actual reason, the section here, Noma Tsongkhapa talks about that the Mahayana, the entry of the door, or the door of entry to the Mahayana, is the bodhicitta mind. So just as the door of any house is the entrance to that house through which one enters into that house, likewise the bodhicitta mind is the door to the Mahayana, or generating the bodhicitta mind is the entrance to the Mahayana. The reason being that if one generates the bodhicitta mind, then one becomes, enters into the company of the Mahayana practitioners, one becomes a Mahayana practitioner. If one is devoid or if this bodhicitta practice is separated from oneself or degenerates, then one becomes expelled from the company of Mahayana practitioners. One is no longer considered Mahayana if one is devoid of this bodhicitta mind. So, in order to, for those people who are interested in the Mahayana, the trainings of the Mahayana path, they need to generate the mind of bodhicitta. So if they generate the mind of bodhicitta, then there's immeasurable benefits from such a mind. Even if one is born within the animal realms, you know, if one generates this mind of bodhicitta, one becomes an object, a worthy object of worship and offerings by the humans and the gods. You know, one becomes a worthy object to receive offerings of the humans and gods. So therefore, firstly, one to generate bodhicitta mind, one needs to see the benefits of the bodhicitta mind. Then one will generate a strong desire to cultivate this practice, strong desire to practice this bodhicitta. If one generates the bodhicitta mind, then all of one's temporal and ultimate wishes will be fulfilled, whether it is the temporal wish of a higher rebirth or a higher status in the future lives, as well as the ultimate goals of Buddhahood, in which one has no other method. If one aspires to his Buddhahood, there's no other method than to generate bodhicitta. You know, but if one generates bodhicitta, then the goal of Buddhahood is definitely achieved. So therefore, one should generate great joy or interest towards the bodhicitta mind. And prior to that, one needs to cultivate the practices of refuge, bodhicitta, and the seven limbs and so forth in order to purify, in order to accumulate merit, complete accumulations, and to purify, collect the accumulations, and to purify the negativities and obscurations, and then and following the training of the Mahayana path.
Yes. 치소바나 주의침바다 전류정강사는 디에스 밑에 전류가 사드지만은 좀 대권의 농에 세변 탐해봐오 이 말이다 전류세무 것만이나 내가 몸도 토야 다교인이 담재지마 토야 전류가 평행하지 다음 몸도 아니 간드세 전류세무 도구르세나 전류세무 집에있나 비과도 없이 간드세 있나요 근데 종주의 선생님들에게는 영으로 배워.
So therefore, then in the middle of page 134, Dhamma Tsongkhapa says that if one meditates on bodhicitta mind, then one will achieve all the temporal goals of higher states of status, you know, or states of higher rebirth, as well as the ultimate goals of omniscient Buddhahood. So how is that achieved by bodhicitta? And the reason being that if one meditates on bodhicitta, however powerful negative karma, a heavy negative karma that one has created from previous lives, all these are purified by the force of meditation on bodhicitta. Bodhicitta meditation destroys such negative karma. You know, even many aeons of negative karma can be destroyed by meditation on bodhicitta, just as straw is burned instantaneously by fire. So this is quoting from Shantideva's entry into the Bodhisattva's deeds. So here, if one therefore, all the negative karma that one accumulated from the past or in the previous lives, you know, all these can be purified by bodhicitta. And if one meditates on bodhicitta, not only is past karma purified, but it also breaks the continuum of a further creation of negative karma in the future. So therefore, one accumulates, also by meditating on bodhicitta, one accumulates countless merit, you know, inconceivable merits due to meditation bodhicitta. And with regards to the merits that one created in the past, those previously accumulated due to bodhicitta, then those previously accumulated will increase. Previously accumulated positive karma will increase to become vast. And those newly created positive karmas, because it is withheld, it is pervaded by bodhicitta, it is bound by bodhicitta. So therefore, this all the new positive karmas then become inexhaustible, the results become inexhaustible until enlightenment. So this is how bodhicitta causes one to have a higher rebirth, you know, rebirth of a higher status. So therefore, the practice of the results of liberation and omniscience is attained through bodhicitta. So the benefit of bodhicitta practice is that one attains all of one's temporal and ultimate goals. So therefore, of higher rebirth, liberation, and enlightenment. And therefore, from the outset, if you have an uncontrived aspiration that seeks, you must have an uncontrived aspiration that seeks to attain these final and temporal benefits. But in order for that to occur, one needs to generate or follow training the path of the beings of the middle, so small and medium capacities, in order to develop a wish to attain these two benefits of high status and certain goodness, that is, high rebirth and liberation or omniscience.
지구촌의 최발전세야다. 지구촌에서 동원을 남대, 능연성의 동안, 난제시 잡을 놓지. 연대에는 능연성 동안 제시 잡을 놓지에는, 대례 탈비, 모두 공부 토반이나, 능연성의 동안이라고 말했으니, 모두 동원이, 야, 모두 동원이 내내, 뒤, 최대 개발을 면제나, 지구촌을, 지구총을
So for a being of the lower capacity, lower capable being, then basically what they cultivate is this fear of rebirth in the lower realms. And due to the fear of this rebirth in the lower realms, then they aspire to a higher rebirth they aspire to be liberated from this fear of a rebirth in the lower realm in the future lives. Therefore, they aspire to a higher rebirth in the future lives, a rebirth of a high status. And for this purpose, with such a motivation, then they engage in cultivation of virtuous actions. And so this is a definition or the characteristic of a being of a smaller or lower capacity. Then following that, even if one attains such a form of higher rebirth in the future lives, due to the bondage of karma and afflictive emotions, one will continuously, as long as one is not liberated from cycle existence, one needs to take rebirth over and over again many times. So therefore, those beings then aspire to be free, aspire towards liberation, instead of liberation, by contemplating the faults of cycle existence, as well as contemplating the benefits of the state of liberation. And then having generated such a motivation, then engage in the path. So this is the being, or the characteristic of a being of the middling capacity. But therefore, prior to engaging in the training of the being of the highest capacity, the Mahayana path, one needs to go through these two stages of the training the lower and the middling capacity, so in order to be led along the path in a graduated fashion. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 다독으로 담아서 던지면 이제 샘들던 데다 누르거나, 뭔데 니가 도둑을 평양을 돕는지, 뭐, 희망해주면 평양에서 샘들던 중에 안 됐다고 사는데, 요에 샘들지 말아 매바지에 쉬면 퇴든지 와, 롱이 유도 안 쉬면, 대나 몬도, 몬도동에 이제 평양님보다 돈들지 와서 집이 쉬는 돈으로 사버리면 됐다. 평양님 돈들지, 평양님 이제 샘고만주보다 샘들지 와, 잠만은 이해주면 제구야. 대형은 대외부만 동원이 나면 고관차도 사면, 밥을 연금을 마시면 샘들지에 고관차면서 대외부지 동원이 나오면서 몽사면서 저기, 선제된 나라는 로는 늘렸어요. 그 남들이 말하면, 예도 가지, 예수 미세로. 이 말이다. 중력의 삼바중마대, 근데, 대제 선제에게, 태과주면 남들이 연합인 거, 그래. 이 말이다. 로또 간절세나, 그래 갖다, 선제단지에 돈데, 선제 공부, 토벌 쇼, 토벌 자오, 냠바다, 모남담, 레마도, 된다, 선주의 선세게 말아. 근데, 선주의 선 문에 대해, 근데 간절히 구할 때는 모험들 생전단지 영어를 잠받고 근데 동화들한테 인지했고 단 인지 뒤에 정비 그래서 동화들 자비 최도 생전 공부하고 자원이 10만 명까지 제외되나 그때는 동주지 생전이 오지 근데 단대에는 동주지 생전이 제외하나 모험들 인지를 하고 가지 그 근데 벨레 단도지 넣어야 돼. 좀 있어야 돼. 요구만 하고. 근데 얘네 도마니 로동하지 났을 때 쌈. 다 로동하지 났을 쌈에 되려면 누구도 제힘도 제힘동하지 났을 쌈 노토 다 로면도 반도지 제힘동한 도구요 말이. 내 동화도 참여하는 게 더 제기라. 근데 얘네 다 로면 속에 동화지 났을 쌈. 대단지 잡을 것 같지. 대대 낮이 중앙 통과나 높이 나지. 대내 롱 고비 동하지 나서서 대단지 잡을 것 같지. 대 가운데 지금 대인들 나오죠. 더 대단지 내년에 이제 제고 연인들 이제 중대님 못해 이제 제비 다 터는 거 아니지.
So therefore, when one is training in the path of the lower capable being as well as the middling capable being, these become the training or the branch trainings of the Mahayana path. But how does that become so? It's because when we are thinking the thought, you know, that I must attain the state of Buddhahood in order to benefit sentient beings, you know, for the sake of sentient beings, I must attain Buddhahood. Just merely saying that alone is only a mere prayer, a mere verbal prayer, does not constitute the actual experience of bodhicitta itself. So how does one generate bodhicitta? So prior to generating bodhicitta, first one needs to meditate on heartwarming love towards sentient beings. One needs to meditate on compassion towards sentient beings, thinking that for the sake of sentient beings, I must attain the state of Buddhahood in order to accomplish their welfare and freedom from suffering and so forth. And so by arriving in such a state, you know, that's one, by meditating in such a way, and then arriving at a state of what we call uncontrived bodhicitta mind. So to generate bodhicitta, firstly one needs compassion within one's mind stream. So if when one is thinking of one's own suffering, but then one does not generate any form of desire to be free from the suffering, you know, one is not moved to the extent that the hairs on one's body stands up, you know, so stands on end. So without this kind of similar kind of experience, it is impossible for you to wish for all sentient. If you yourself do not wish for yourself to be free from suffering, then it is difficult for this mind, you know, to shift to a higher dimension of wishing sentient beings to be free from suffering. So therefore, firstly, one needs to think of one's own situation, being how one is being tormented, how one is wandering through cyclic existence, and tormented by the various forms of suffering, and then generating the wish to be free from that, and then thinking about the suffering of other sentient beings, how they're in a similar situation, experiencing the various sufferings, and since all like oneself and all sentient beings desire happiness and do not want suffering, you know, so therefore generating the thought, you know, wishing to attain enlightenment, Buddhahood, to free all sentient beings from suffering. So in this way, you know, thinking about the various sufferings of cyclic existence, firstly how the various sufferings of cyclic existence affect oneself, then generating the mind of renunciation, then generating the thought of bodhis, compassion towards other sentient beings, wishing to freedom from that suffering as well. And this, so therefore, generating compassion in such a way through training in the lower and middling capable beings, you know, prior to entering the Mahayana. So this is the way to generate bodhicitta mind.
Yeah, devada denanya mada dongada tananya ninje gomna de la yo chi da de ne ne pa ma de ne ra da de ne ba ja che ro tone sinje ta ji de ne gomba ji na da ninje te mo che yo re ninje da da ranim la pa ne gombe ye sinya de zo ha me na ni ba re gom
so yes so then in the top page 135 and then Lama Tsongkhapa further goes to say that one needs to meditate, and one meditates on one's own suffering of oneself, and one generates this strong wish or a strong desire to not to experience this suffering, strong aversion towards one's own suffering. Then one will be, when one meditates on the suffering of sentient beings, then one will be able to generate compassion towards others. So when one is generating compassion towards others, one needs to meditate upon those that are close to oneself, like one's parents and so forth, and then wishing them to attain happiness and to be free of suffering, you know. And then following that, one moves on to those neutral beings, you know, like strangers. And then one moves on to the category of enemies or foes, people that don't get along with oneself, and then generating compassion towards them, wishing them to have happiness and free from suffering, you know, in such a consecutive stages. So in this way, one's compassion, you know, becomes very, very stable of kind of compassion. And then so, therefore, by relying on one's experience, you know, and then practicing in such a way is very beneficial.
Yes. 인다지
So therefore, when one is training in the paths of the lower and the middling capable beings, these are like the preliminaries to training the Mahayana path. So therefore, the trainings of the lower and middling capable beings, these are beneficial to one's cultivation of the Mahayana path. These trainings should not be seen as some separate path along which the teacher leads the disciple. So, and then Lama Tsongkhapa further says that, you know, mere recitation, mere thinking that, you know, for the sake of sentient beings, or mere repetition of prayers such as the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, thinking for the sake of sentient beings to attain Buddhahood. So such, you know, doing such mere recitations alone does not suffice the actual generation of bodhicitta mind. One needs to engage in the actual training to achieve such a state of bodhicitta mind, and it's not achieved by mere repetition, verbal repetition of prayers. Rather, one, for bodhicitta mind, one needs to train in the minds of loving kindness and compassion. And for that, as a preliminary to that, one needs to engage in the training of the lower and the capable beings. And then for that, so therefore, training in the path in such a way, in the graduated manner, you know, that graduated stages, then one comes to have the bodhicitta mind. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Namasangapa further says that when one meditates on the suffering within the trainings of the lower scope and the middling scope, then all these becomes the methods, you know, for generating compassion when one is training the mind in the path. And also when in the lower and middling scopes, when one meditates on refuge, when one cultivates refuge and cultivates the karma, you know, the cause and its results, and also when one engages in practices of purification and restraint, confession of past misdeeds and restraint from future misdeeds. So all these are the necessary trainings prior to engaging in the bodhicitta, generating the bodhicitta mind. So since the trainings prior to that require cultivation of practices such as refuge and the seven limbs, you know, so therefore all these trainings, all these practices becomes method for generating the bodhicitta mind.
Mm. Dē chōngi dōng rōngi chūgō nā, lā nā mē bēsāng chū sēng chū yā, lā nā rōlō nā, lā mē chō lī bā dātē, lā mē chō nōng, dē nōng yō bā nī bā chē lā, chōng rī jī tē tā tēng bā jī nā, sēng chū sēng chū yā, lā dōng wā, xīn dō yō jī tē, dē tā mā jē nā jī wī chū mē lā mō dā, lā mō sū dōng, dē mē dōng chū jī, jī wī chū mē lā mō dā, mā lē bā dā, chū sēng nā, yō bā kōng yō mē dā, sēng bē chī wā, kē yī sā mō, yō nā dē yī bā dā, dōng chī mō dā, nyam nē rō dā, dē nā mē dā yī chā wō, yīndē tā, jī wī chōngi dō tōng mō mē lā mō, rē nā tōng mō mē lā mō dā, Then Majiva Yena, Chundung Lamda, Chimbu Lamni, Driva Medison Machi. Charo. Yona and the Chundung Governor, some do send Magomba Yena, Tubatim of Malibu Pardo, Tubatim Belam the Junameva. Some do send Machi Pat Junameva. Then the Jena, the Ton Chimbu the Yamro, then the Indu, a Toma and some do send the Simbe Gone, Chundung Lam Jungo.
So when one is training in the common paths of the lower small capacity or the common paths in the middling capacity, how do these trainings become the methods for generating the bodhicitta mind? These instructions have to be taught by the teacher, and the disciples have to attain certain knowledge regarding such a method, way of practicing. So these trainings, you know, the common path of the lower and middling capable being become the branches of the Mahayana, training the Mahayana path. So the way it becomes that is that when one is training in these lower and middling common paths, then one should generate, you know, even if one is unable to generate an actual bodhicitta mind, but one should at least to use a contrived form of bodhicitta mind, you know, by thinking that these paths, you know, are training, by seeing them as training in the branches of the Mahayana path. So therefore, when one is training in the paths of the lower and middle capable being to engender the bodhicitta mind by using, right from the beginning of the path, by making these trainings, being bound by the bodhicitta mind, and therefore with the bodhicitta mind training within these two scopes of engaging in these two scopes of training, such as the lower and the middling scopes, and therefore also with the recognition, you know, of them as the branches of the Mahayana path. So then here further goes on to say that the ultimate goal of attainment, the ultimate goal of attainment is Buddhahood, and to attain the Buddhahood, then one needs to train the Mahayana path, and the life force or the main training in the Mahayana path is the Bodhicitta mind. So therefore, by training in the Bodhicitta, you know, generating Bodhicitta and training in the Mahayana path, so when one is training in the lower and middling capable beings, you know, then one is trying to generate the on the basis of that, one tries to generate the bodhicitta mind, and so depends on what, you know, one should strive to attain the uncontrived form of bodhicitta. So you know, thinking that for the sake of sentient beings, I must attain say Buddhahood. So, for example, one goes through the various stages of thinking of sentient beings' kindness, you know, thinking of their various sufferings and so forth, and then wishing to free them from the suffering and establish them in states of happiness, and thinking that if I myself don't do so, you know, don't do this, you know, then who will, you know? So, therefore, you know, and also thinking that I don't have this ability myself, then who has the ability to really free sentient beings from suffering and establish a state of happiness? Then one realized that only the Buddha, you know, such a being as the Buddha, has such a capability, and therefore one aspires to such a state of Buddhahood in order to free oneself and all sentient beings from this suffering. You know, one must attain a state of Buddhahood. So then one generates the thought in such a way, you know, through using the various reasons, you know, and then based on those reasons and gradually generating the mind bodhicitta. This is what we call the contrived form of bodhicitta. And so then what regards to the uncontrived form of bodhicitta is accomplished when one through meditating constantly in such a way, you know, in such a fashion, then due to having had a prior training, you know, my prior mind training, having trained the mind prior to this, you know, then due to the familiarization, the great familiarity or conditioning, you know, due to that, you know, then one generates and then one day without having to rely on reason, without having to rely on the gradual fashion, this reason and that reason and so forth, then naturally one comes to have this experience of bodhicitta mind, wishing to attain enlightenment to benefit others, and that point of time is considered what we call the uncontrived form of bodhicitta. Yes.
So one is training in the bodhicitta mind. So in order to make this bodhicitta mind very stable, then one engages in what you call the ritual. One performs the rite or the ritual of the aspirational spirit enlightenment or the aspirational bodhicitta. Then one engages in such a ritual to develop the mind of bodhicitta. To ritual in order to stabilize this bodhicitta mind. However, at that point of time, one does not actually receive the vows of bodhicitta, but rather one makes a commitment to the training in bodhicitta mind, and one follows the various one trains in the various advices, you know, for such practice. So one is engaged in the bodhisattva's training. All the bodhisattva's training is can be subsumed or summarized into the training of the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples. So when one trains in bodhicitta mind, and one actually aspires, generates the desire to engage in such trainings of the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples, only then does one actually take the entering bodhisattva vows, bodhicitta vows, and then one actually receives the bodhisattva vows and protects oneself, you know, one protects from guards, from being contaminated or sullied by the 18 root infractions of the bodhisattva vows or the 46 minor faults and so forth. So then, if one goes against these trainings, you know, one will create a heavy negative karma, and then will be born in the hell realms. So by generating, you know, so therefore bodhicitta vows, you know, one should keep these purely engaged in purification when one goes against these vows. So in general, you know, in comparison to the vows of individual liberation, then if one goes against a minor bodhisattva vow, bodhicitta vow, then that is heavier than breaking the root vows of the individual liberation. And if one goes against the root vow of the bodhisattva vow, then it's even heavier than going against the minor vow, bodhicitta vow. So therefore, one needs to train in such a way, firstly engaging in training of the firstly generating the desire to engage in the training training of the bodhisattvas, you know, to generate desire to train in the desire to actually engage in the practices of the bodhisattva. Only then, you know, feels that one is able to take upon the actual training of the bodhisattvas, does one go about taking the actual vows. So nowadays, this is not the way that we approach these vows. You know, most of us do not know what is the context of the vows that are to be kept, and then we go ahead and take various subsequent permissions and major empowerments, you know. So all these subsequent permissions and major empowerments, within that one definitely needs to take the bodhisattva vow. So without knowing any of these, then we take these vows. So this should not be the way. We should train in the desire to the mind, you know, that has a desire to engage in the trainings of the bodhisattva, and then having stabilized that, you know, then actually go and take these vows. So this, in comparison to the other two types of vows, the vows of individual liberation and secret mantra, those two types of vows cannot be reviewed prior to taking them, prior to taking empowerment, such as, for example, the samayas or the spiritual bonds of tantric vows cannot be previewed prior to actual taking of them. So therefore, the benefit of these bodhisattva vows is that one can actually read about them and train in the aspiration towards them prior to actually taking them. Yes.
Mm. Now, sabe jus me dama lo ne ta tong ma lo ba so de che ba de sabe tong da ta tong ju de se ja ro ne ta da so de cha ne so 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 de 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 ta de tong a de yong ro che de ne ta tong a de ka ba la so tong gong dong na yo so tong che ne so ba de so de che so se ya 예, 이 말다 자동 정말이나 이 남제와가 볼 쓰다 유루모 고르자 되는 차례요. 시합을 지나요. 이제는 자동 모호가 소주 제고를 이제 사과 준비나 된다 정말이나 이제 지주지 보네 경험 선물. 이제 다 나도 한다. 대박이면 너무 안 먹네 자와 다네. 이제 영에서 제기를 해서 이제 손 맞았나? 단 요가 제지요 말이에요. 그래서 이제 내손 제가 이나요 제고 출리선으로 잘 와. 이제 뭐
So then Lama Tsongkhapa says here that one should protect from the root infractions, you know, of the Bodhisattva vows, preventing the root downfalls in the Bodhisattva vows. So and then here it says that one should keep them purely, even at the risk of one's own life, you know, to avoid being polluted by the root infractions. So if it is necessary to give up one's life, and if one has to choose between giving up one's life and to commit a root infraction of Bodhisattva vow, one should be really willing to give up one's life for keeping that vow. So one should avoid the root infractions as well as small and medium contaminations or creation of faults. So in this case, if one goes against these vows and breaks the vow, then it becomes an obstacle to generating the realizations of the path. It would take longer than the required time to generate the realizations of the path in one's mind stream, even though one may engage in purification and confessional practices. You know, so for people like us, you know, we've taken the Bodhisattva vows over and over again. However, you know, if we are unable to keep these vows, and even if we have the fear to be born in the lower realms, you know, then we should not generate regret at having taken the vows. So Rishi here mentioned an incident of Drukhan Gila Gyatso, whose student was Pujo Ngawan Champa. So when Pujo Ngawan Champa was very young, then he took Bodhisattva vows, you know, Drukhan Gila Gyatso was giving the Bodhisattva vows. So when prior to bestowing the Bodhisattva vows, Drukhan Gila Gyatso said that if one said to the disciples, if one keeps the vows well, you know, one reaps a great benefit. If one does not do that, then one there's also a great fault, you know, great fault or a shortcoming in terms of not keeping the vows. So then Drukhan Gila Gyatso asked, you know, Pujo Ngawan Champa, saying that, you know, we mentioned before that there's a great fault if you don't keep the vows well, you know, then you'll be born in the lower realms, in the hell realms, you know. So are you going to attend the ceremony or not? So Pujo Ngawan Champa replied that he was willing, even if he were to be born in the lower realms, born in the hell realms, after taking Bodhisattva vows, that he'd be most willing to do so, because since beginning this rebirth in cycle existence until the present moment, you know, of all the rebirths he's taken, has not ever occurred the incident whereby, due to taking the Bodhisattva vows, you know, and then falling to having a rebirth in the lower realms and breaking those vows. So such a form, death such has never occurred. Therefore, even if he were to be born in the hell realms, then he's willing to do so. So he generates. So we should learn from such a form of great mental courage. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So here Lama Tsongkhapa says that one should also cultivate calm abiding, the practices of calm abiding. If one does not do so, if one doesn't have a stable experience of calm abiding, then it's difficult to generate the realizations of the path. And also, if one engages in virtuous actions, then the virtuous actions lack intensity or force, in their creation. So, for example, one may engage in recitations for a long time. Then, however, if one's mind is distracted, then one does not reap great benefit from it. So even when engages in a lot of recitation of prayers, but due to the power of the Buddhist names and so forth, one does reap benefits from that. However, due to the distracted mind, one does not, the benefit is not, the force of the recitation does not become powerful. So therefore, one should engage in the training of calm abiding. So here it says in Lama Tisha's Lampati Path, it talks about how the generation of calm abiding is to attain clairvoyance. However, here the main purpose that is not the, although it mentions that, however, the main purpose is not for generation clairvoyance, because it is mentioned again later in terms of the section on training on special insight. So the main purpose of training in calm abiding is to generate realization of special insight. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa, the bottom of page 136, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the mind, says here the conception of the two selves. So this refers to the grasping, sentient beings grasping upon the self of a person and the self of phenomena. So we are being bound by this grasping. It's precisely these two types of grasping at the two selves that binds us to cycle existence, and it is the root of cycle existence. Therefore, we need to cut through or to uproot, sever the root of cycle existence. And for that purpose, one needs to meditate on the wisdom of realizing selflessness or emptiness. And when, so therefore this form of wisdom becomes the antidote to the mind that grasps upon the self of persons and phenomena as being inherently existing, as being truly existing. Therefore, in order for that to be effective, we need to have the factor of calm abiding, translated here as serenity. So here, so when also Lama Tsongkhapa says that we need to have a very clear, unmistaken method of meditating on the view of reality, we need to have so here Lama Tsongkhapa places great emphasis on the view of emptiness. If one's view regarding reality were to be mistaken, then one falls upon, or one falls into the abyss of the extremities. One has the danger of falling into the abyss of the extreme view of nihilism. So then the result of that is that one's wisdom becomes duller, and one will be reborn in the lower realms. And also, or another consequence is that either that or one gets reborn in the God realms, you know, without discrimination. The God realms we mentioned before that had no discrimination. So here, in general, all of the Buddha's words, you know, all of the Buddha's scriptures, all these are spoken word written to scriptures. All these, in general, if one were to categorize them or to summarize them, they would fall into the three categories of the, what they call the three baskets of the Sutra Vinaya and Abhidharma. And if one, in regard to what is being taught within these scriptures, what is the subject matter that is being taught, it can be summarized under the three trainings of ethics, meditative concentration, and wisdom. So here, how does the Lamrim then present all these three different types of trainings? So here Lama Tsongkhapa says at the bottom of page 136 that all the practices up to and including the training and the precepts of the vow of the engaged bodhicitta constitute the training in ethical discipline, and the training in calm abiding and serenity is a training in meditative concentration, and training in special insight constitutes a training in wisdom. So this is how it embodies the three trainings. So here,
다 자체마다 사문이 세인도 사빌라면 자체라면 남들 말이나 다 상통의 값을 그다 실을 집어진소 이마 다 군도도 비실어 동남도 비실어 선제 동제지 실어 근데 된다면은 실을 집어진 섬지만에 당신이도 제일 실어지죠 총리의 논의 이시지죠 내만이의 논의 동남대만의 대만 삼재인의 논의 삼매남들 말이에요 이제 다 되는 진도 맹만 왔다고 나도 단다 본문되지 이제 쓰고 들냐 근데 실을 집어서 되지 때 죽을 들냐 그래야 돼요 이제 다 대다 고령다 이제 세다마 라바솜 도유두거나 동보 수준제 라바 대다 된다 등인제 라바 대내 상도 다 고령다 근데 전매다 다시 야저지 정주민들과 이거 전부 제발자고 이제 다 조지 받아야듯이 보험을 원하니 이 말에 다시 손재고 말이지 다시 다 내려갈 때는 손재고 모두 위한 요리 생각이 놓지 요리인 말이지 대단 남도 너나 가인 말이지 대지는 제물 쪽이 깔라요 대대가 노 다니기란 말이지 그래서 이 말에 다 다시 야저지 정주민들과 이거 전부 제발자고
So, for example, in the prayer, due to this merit, may all migratory beings complete the two collections of merit and transcendental wisdom and attain the two holy bodies, two sublime bodies born from the two collections of merit and transcendental wisdom. So, just like in this prayer, you know, as is mentioned, in order to attain the Buddhist state, one needs to complete the two accumulations of merit and transcendental wisdom. So then, by doing so, then one can achieve the two bodies of the Buddha, which is the form body as well as the truth body. So the form body, the causes for achieving the form body is the collections of merit, and the causes for attaining the truth body of the Buddha is the accumulations of primordial wisdom or transcendental wisdom. So therefore, one needs to cultivate the path by accumulating these two accumulations without separation. You know, without separating these two accumulations, then by cultivating them simultaneously, then one can achieve the state of Buddhahood, cultivating the two of them without separation. So when one is praying in the Lamrim, so how does that come about? Is to, as is mentioned here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the stages of the path from calm abiding or serenity on downwards, you know, and below, all these are contained within. These belong to the method aspect of the path. So within the two aspects of the path belongs to the method aspect, and within the two accumulations, it helps one to accomplish the accumulation of merit, and within the within the two truths, it belongs to the conventional or all obscuring truth, and within the two paths, it belongs to the extensive deeds, the path of extensive deeds, and then therefore the special section of special insight, you know. And that refers to, here in Lama Tsongkhapa mentions to the three types of wisdom, called wisdom, collection of wisdom, and wisdom which depends on ultimate truths. So these are the stages of the profound path, you know, within the two types of paths, the stages of the profound path, within the two factors to enlightenment, it belongs to the wisdom aspect of the path. Within two aspects, belongs to the wisdom aspects. It completes the accumulation of transcendental wisdom, and it belongs to the teaching on the ultimate truths. So in this way, when one is training in such a way, then one will achieve the form body and the truth body of the Buddha. So in this way, one trains in this manner and successively in the three trainings of ethics, meditative concentration, and wisdom. So, if, and then here Lama Tsongkhapa says that if we cultivate method of wisdom separately, you know, then one will not achieve Buddhahood, you know, or one set cultivates only one aspect of the path, you know, such as method of wisdom alone, and one will not achieve Buddhahood. So here the reason being that prior to Lama Thich's arrival into Tibet, you know, there was a prevalence of the view that one could cultivate either method of wisdom alone, and the basis of that one can attain Buddhahood. So this is refuted in Lama Thich's writing, The Lamp of the Path. Therefore here Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes that these two aspects of the path need to be cultivated. So in order to illustrate this point, in the middle of page 137, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Chandrakirti's commentary on the Middle Way, in which it describes the Buddha's qualities, you know, all the conqueror's qualities, as being inconceivably vast, like the ocean. You know, so it says the Buddha's ocean-like qualities. In order to reach the far shore or the ultimate culmination in the attainment of Buddhahood, then the Bodhisattvas, you know, pass three stages and reach the state of Buddhahood by relying on completion or the cultivation of these two aspects of the path, method and wisdom, in order to complete the two accumulations of merit and or sublime wisdom, you know, exalted wisdom. So this way, if one has only one relies on these two, you know, like as if they were like wings, in order to fly to the furthermost shore of Buddhahood. And if one has only one wing, you know, if one cultivates only one aspect of the path, either wisdom or method alone, you know, this is similar to having only one wing, by which one cannot fly, let alone reach the opposite shore of Buddhahood. So therefore, the Bodhisattvas, in order to attain Buddhahood, rely on these two wings without separation of the two wings of method and wisdom in order to reach the goal of Buddhahood. Yes.
So
So here, when one is here up to this point, Lama Tsongkhapa has presented the in a very short and concise manner, you know, a presentation of the general way of training the mind, the path, Then, so Lama Tsongkhapa says here, then having traversed this path, this ordinary path of the three types of beings, the lower, middling, and higher capacity capable beings, then one should further move on to enter into the path of Sikkhan Mantra. Due to reason that because of the special practices in secret mantra, such as daily practices and so forth, by relying on those, one can quickly complete the two accumulations and attain Buddhahood. So therefore, however, due to those beings who are unable to do so, or it says here, because of the inclination for inherited from former life is too weak, you know, one does not have strong aspirations. For those who do not have strong aspirations towards the path of secret mantra, then they should cultivate the graduate, the lamrim, exactly as was presented, you know, but in a very extensive manner to make their practice of the graduate path of to enlightenment, practice of the lamrim, make it extensive and cultivate just that.
Yes. 신이들은 뭐는 쳐봐도 되는 시비지 좀 간데 자 되는 줄에 그만 좀 보는 게 뒤면 봐지는 데도 좀 간데 너무 좀 소리 제나 최저도 쳐봐도 싸워도 보는 안 나오는 이유 주 주스 유대 연대신 제가 가서 자동이 예 먹어 봐라 내 내가 그 동안은 이 먹어 봐라 내 그놈 시야 담지 다 봐서 담지 너무 남지 제 미세로 이 말이 제네 비비신이
で、ちょっと単純な損害を。で、のね、損害ね、ね、チンボスもいいんだ。損害の状況のな、ね、厳しいね、で、損害の状況、チンボスもいいんだ。で、厳しいね、で、2番チェーンね、で、トマ、あんまりにこう、温床、そう。だ、大手はね、ゆで困難に重要です。へんばれだ。ゆで困難に重要ですが、へんばれだ。
同時に読むその、何ちょっとこに読むその、ペンジとして、ロザビジュール、テレチェラケ、コンヨネジゴールマト、あの、オンインセティザンジンビケヨマレ。テレジェンジュールでコンマネジュンは、テレチェゲ、だ、ラメニナネクジェ、ルメイ、だんだん損傷とかち。ごめんなさい。だ、オントバダニメンバー、ダンテルドンバ、
送过去了，那当地的嘛，所有的人送过来，送过去。啊，等你到，自动过关以后，啊，这，等你，啊，南面的那个叫王学呢，收取不下，啊，然后你把东阳那里，南边的收取呀，啊，等你这幺零的，啊，九九十年，啊，你把杨登记完了，他，啊，不管钱了，是吧？杨登记的结果。
이제 자동에 예 마구바는 배에서 옛날에 동안 남지 마구바는 배에 그냥 시야 남지 다 벌자가 돼 남대도 동안에 남지 시험이 제로 이 말은 야 원슈 근데 남대도 동안 야보소 아 근데 남대도 동안 남지 이제 다 벌자 나 대 남대도 동안 내 배에 고안해 근데 그게 삽지지 남고
So then, at the end of the Lama Tsongkhapa, at the bottom page 137, Lama Tsongkhapa says that in general, guru devotion, you know, devoting to the spiritual master, is a very important practice mentioned in all of the Buddha's teachings. However, it is more so in the path of secret mantra. It is more so emphasized, and here it says that one should practice, follow the mantra explanations, and practice a method for relying. And a teacher that is even more specialized than what he had explained before. So therefore, there's more emphasis on guru devotion practice in the path of secret mantra. And also, one should receive empowerments, with your mind with empowerments that come from pure tantric sources. Therefore, the tantra must have been taught by Vajradhara, you know, and have been cultivated, achieved studies with by the Mahasiddhas, or the great practitioners of the past, great tantric adepts of the past, cultivated the path and achieved siddhis from it, and also have been taught by the various panditas, you know. Therefore, one should rely analyzed by the panditas and translated by the Lotsavas, the great translators. So having these conditions, then that is considered a pure tantric source. So one should not receive any empowerment from any tantric source, but by a source from a lineage that has such a pure source. And having these empowerments, one should keep one's vows purely. If one is sullied, one's practice is sullied by a root downfall, you know, then from one can, in order to revive one's vows, one can receive the empowerment from the Guru again. Or if one has so here Lama Tsongkhapa says that you should keep the vows even at the risk of your life. Then if one's vow is affected by a root infection, then one can receive the vow again from the Guru to revive. Or if one has performed the necessary approximation retreat, then one can perform self-empowerment to revive these vows. However, even though these vows can be revived in such a fashion, your mind is considered spoiled in the sense that it would be very difficult, you know, to give rise to good qualities. Therefore, Sri Lama Tsongkhapa exhorts the disciples to never be tainted by root infections or be soiled by secondary infections. And so, Lama Tsongkhapa says that having taken the vows, one should keep one's samayas and the spiritual bonds, and as well as the various vows properly, for these are the foundation for realizations. Yes. So having received the empowerments in this way, then one engages in the training of the path of secret mantra. So here, in the path of Highest Yoga Tantra, then the stages of training are to the generation stage and the completion stage. And within the lower classes of Tantra, such as the action, performance, and Yoga Tantras, then within that, then they do not have such terminology such as generation completion stages. However, they describe those by the terms of yoga with signs and yoga without signs. So in the beginning, as one cultivates the tantric path, for example, for those cultivating tantric path with regards to the lower tantras, Then they begin with the yoga with signs. The yoga with signs, which is the form of deity yoga that is being practiced for those of the highest yoga tantra path. Then they practice the generation stage, in which one practices a cultivation practice that has all the essential points of taking the three bodies into the path. And then so, then having received the ripening empowerments and cultivating the liberating instructions, so this place, at this point in time, having cultivated the, with respect to the lower tantras, having cultivated in the yoga with signs, then one moves on to the next stage, is the yoga without signs. And for those of the high yoga tantra, having completed their practices in of the generation stage, then they move on to cultivate the completion stage. So in this way, training in such a manner, from the lower capable being, the middling capable being, and then following up to the Mahayana path, the Sutrayana, or the Paramitayana, the perfection vehicle way of training, as well as followed by the path of secret mantra. Now this way of presentation has been presented in the writings of Lama Tisha. And so here Lama Tsongkhapa says that he follows Lama Tisha's writing on length of the path in the way of presenting the path. So here Lama Tsongkhapa, in the middle of page 138, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Lama Tisha's writing, which is, says that in order to attain the state of unsurpassed enlightenment, one needs to strive in practice, one needs to be intent on practice and achieve its essence by cultivating the path intensively. So here, one needs to do that on the basis of having achieved this excellent body of perfect leisure opportunity. One needs to, which is very difficult to obtain, and generally very difficult to obtain, and will be difficult to obtain again in the future. So therefore, cultivating on that basis. So here, then quoting again from the text, concisely written method of achieving Mahayana path. Anyway, so it says here that when a opportunity arises for prisoners to flee from a prison, and so a prisoner that is caught up in prison, every single opportunity that arises to be, when an opportunity that arises to escape from such a prison, then that prisoner will leave everything that was previously engaged in before it, just leave it. Would be most willing to leave it there and then and behind and grasp that one opportunity to be free from the prison. So by seeing that opportunity to escape as being the most important of all purposes. So therefore, at this point of time, we having seen the false of cycle existence and having had this opportunity to free ourselves from this so such a state, then we should grasp the opportunity and not be distracted, by the goals of this life, the goals of achieving the mere happinesses of this life.
Yes.
So here, then Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from the writings to support this point, exhorting the disciples, you know, to follow the stages of the path. Firstly, by generating Buddha Bodhicitta mind, then engaging in the practices of the aspirational Bodhicitta, and then in the engaging Bodhicitta, in which one takes the Bodhisattva vows. And having done that, then training within the context of the six perfections and the four ways of gathering disciples, and then following that to take the tantric empowerments and keeping purely, extremely purely one's vowed words of honor, vowed, taken all the vows that one has taken, as well as the samayas, you know, the spiritual bonds. Then having done that, then engaging in the practice of the generation and completion stages, and in this way attaining Buddhahood swiftly. Yes.
So whatever teachings you have heard, please, I shall practice.